Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For all that you are doing in our lives. Father, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Satan, I remind you that you are bound. The greater one lives within us, and we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Every demon in hell that's trying to attack this church, we bind you right now. We come against you right now. We loose the people of God this morning in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of God's property. You cannot keep them right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you right now and covers every one of our family members right now. Every Rhema member, every partner, every supporter right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. And we will continue to speak your word. We will continue to decree your word. We will continue to believe your word. Hallelujah. Until we see full manifestation of your word. In Jesus' name, hey, glory. And we call it done in Jesus' name. And we say amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is good. God is good. God is good. And, you know, I was trying to narrow down my message because he's taking me in three different directions. So I said, oh, okay, Lord, I have prepared for three different things. What do you want me to say to your people on today? So the first thing I have to do, as soon as I have to read you this, says an urban myth has it that if you put a frog in a pot of boiling water, it will instantly leap out. But if you put it in a pot filled with pleasantly tepid water and gradually heat it, the frog will remain in the water until it boils to death. You say, what is she talking about? Okay, let me tell you. It says, if you are a frog, you'll jump from a pot of boiling water. But if you are placed in a pot of tepid water that is gradually heated, I said that. This parable is used to explain why humans react to sudden events but fail to react to slowly changing conditions until it's too late. And that is exactly what the devil is doing to the world today. Quiet as it's kept, he's doing the same thing to the church. You know, he doesn't jump us or make us jump or put us in a situation where we're going to react. It's the slow, subtle changes that we begin to accept because it's slow, methodical, it's steady, and you don't even realize that your values are being changed. Because, oh, that's okay. I want something else, that's all right. I'm all right with that. I can live with that. Until finally you accept the same things that the world is accepting. And last night I was listening to, a matter of fact, the lady I'm going to talk to you about later, listen to her message, and she was just talking about her church. She says, I'm going to tell you why our membership is so low. I said, let me hear what your reason is. She said, it's because we will not change and back down and cower to the words of the devil. We won't accept what he says and rule our church by the lies of the devil. So churches are accepting things that God says he hates. And I said, you know, you're right. We'll accept. And what she was saying, because she was talking to elders and pastors at that time. And she said, the problem is the pastors, elders, are afraid to speak the word of God because they think we're going to lose members. So people stop tithing, people stop giving. So, but we have to continue to speak the word of God regardless. And I said that for years. I am not cheapening the word of God. I will continue to speak God's word. I will not accept the lies of the devil. And you have to realize, we have to realize that it's subtle, very subtle, very, yeah, I'll accept that. I'll accept this. I'll accept that. And it's starting with our children. And I've said this before, and you've heard me before when I've said it. It starts with the children and in the kindergarten. And that's lulling, is sitting in the nice tepid water. Everything is fine. And just starting to heat that water up, and you don't even realize you're being heated. You don't realize until you're so far gone and say, Lord God, how did I get this far away from you? Slowly. When I started this series, I talked to you about suggestions. And that's what it is. It's suggestions. Nobody wakes up in the morning and say, you know what? I think I'm going to rob a bank. Nobody wakes up out of the blue and says, I'm going to rob a bank today. It's been suggested. They planned. They've plotted. They wondered. They figured, how can I do this? You just don't wake up saying you're going to do something that you know is wrong. Suggestions. Until finally, you don't think anything's wrong with it. And you go ahead and they go ahead and do it. But everything starts with the suggestion. And I told you that I was going to get through the confessions that I wanted you to have that you can speak over your children. There's a website that I went to get the book. It says, What the Bible Says About Your Children. It's up on the screen. If you take that information now, you can go and get the book that I'm going to go over today. It's Abundant Life Family. .church/godly/child/scriptures. And the book is What the Bible Says About Your Children. What does the Bible say about your children? And that's what I don't type very fast, so I didn't type it all up. And I want to make sure it's for me that I can type it and reproduce it. You can go to the website and say you can get a free copy for yourself. So if you want to take a picture of the screen so you don't have to write all that down, you can, and get this copy if you want to. So I can say, if you want to begin to speak over your children and see a change in your life. And the thing it says, this applies to any age child, including adults. So I'm going to go through some of these. It says, children are a heritage from the Lord. So this one is Psalms 4:3 says, but know that the Lord has set apart for himself, him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call him. And the confession you speak is, my children have been set apart to serve God. My children will walk with God, love God, serve God, please God. My children will obey God and God's word. Now you start saying that, speaking that in the atmosphere over your children, and start, just watch how the Lord will change. Husbands, you can speak this in the atmosphere over your wife, over your husband, over your children. Speak the word of God. Psalms 144:145-4 says, one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. One generation can praise the works of God to another, and I declare that the presence of God upon my life is upon my children's life. A generational anointing is being imparted to my children. What God has done for me, He's going to do for my children as well. Speak the anointing over your children's lives. Nehemiah 2:8 says, and the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me. The confession, I confess that the good hand of God is upon my children. God's hand in the Bible represents God's authority. God's authority is over my children, the authority of goodness, kindness, meekness, gentleness, patience, peace, and joy. My children live under the authority of the kingdom of God. You want to start speaking things over your children's life to watch the Lord work and change. And change attitudes. Change attitudes. There's definitely need a change in attitudes of some of the young folks. Isaiah 44:3, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. I confess that God's blessings are upon me and my family. God's provision will find me and my children like streams and rivers. God's spirit is covering my children like the skies covers the earth. Blessings from God are upon me, and they are upon my children. You want to speak this over your kid, over your children, I grant kids. Why? Because you want them to be blessed. You want the blessings of the Lord to be upon them everywhere they go. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to do these last two. 2:14 says, now thanks be God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes my children to walk and live in victory. My children will have victory in every area of their lives. Victory over sin, victory over the devil, victory over thoughts that come to their minds that are not of God. Victory in their finances, in their bodies, and in their futures. Who wouldn't want to place that blessing over their child? You want the best that God has for your child over your child. So we as parents, we cannot sit back and let the devil take our kids to hell. We cannot sit back and let the devil take our kids to hell. As parents, our job is to intercede on behalf of our kids, on our husbands, on our wives. Your spouse and your family, wives, we are to intercede in behalf of them. Husbands, you are the priest of your house. You are to intercede in behalf of your children, in behalf of your wife. That's the job of the priest of the family. The wife's job is to minister to her family, minister to her children and to us, and to cover them with the blood of Jesus. We have to stop being lulled. Stop being lulled because the heat is up. The heat is being turned up. Starts with a suggestion. Next is speaking. Next is actions. All contrary to what God says is right for you. Psalms 35:27 says, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God delights to prosper his servants. My children will serve God, honor his word, and be blessed all the days of their lives. My children are kept by the power of God. Only blessings will come upon my children. Blessings are being sent to my children each and every day by the love of God. Who wouldn't want to put that blessing over their children as they're leaving the house? God's blessing be upon you everywhere you go. You want to see change in their thoughts? Start speaking it. I'm not saying browbeat them. Yes, that's not the way of God. Our job is to bind the devil, to bind the strong man that's come into your house. Don't let him stay there. This is a spiritual battle, parents. I'm telling you, it's spiritual. It is a spiritual battle, and he's lulling, trying to lull the young people to sleep and to begin to accept everything contrary to what God says. Not so. We are to fight. So we take it by force. We take it by force. We're not, let me correct that. I'm not going to sit by and just let all this happen. I'm not going to do it. As parents, you're going to fight too. You got to fight for your kids. Grandparents, you got to fight for your grandkids. I'm fighting for mine every day. Every day, and I bind the devil every day. That's on my concern list. The Lord says he will perfect that which concerns you. Rhema concerns me. My grandchildren concerns me. You guys concern me. The Lord said, I will perfect those things that concern you. What concerns me? He said, I'll perfect it. So what do? Lord, this is my concern list. I write it down. I read it every day. These are the things that I am concerned about. And you said that you would perfect it. It's not my words. It's his. So get your concern list out. Things that has just come on in very subtle and been accepted. Don't accept the lies of the devil. The scripture says, greater is the one that's in us than he that's in the world. We have got to use our authority, begin to speak our authority over situations. Yes, young folks go through changes. They have changes. They have attitudes. They have all of, yes, that's a part of growing up. But when the attitudes get out of hand and they start speaking back and talking back and that's the devil. See, we didn't have that problem coming up because our parents beat the devil out of us. You don't want to be so. We had that problem, you know. But today's society, you know, the temperament with the kids and, you know, and all that. Well, get on your knees and start praying. You want to speak about it, pray about it. Get the angels involved. Lord, take away the kids that don't belong with all my children. Ones that's got the bad attitudes and all that. No, send them out of them. Here's one, Colossians 2:2, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both the Father and of Christ. I confess that my children are being knit by the Spirit of God to godly friends and relationships. Godly friends and relationships. My children will marry the person God has for them. I told you last week that I thought I was going to marry somebody, but God had the person, thank God, that he had for me to marry. I see you. My children will go to school with the right children, play with the right children, talk to the right children, and continue to build relationships with only godly children. It won't happen if you don't speak it. It won't happen if you don't speak it. We have to get involved in our lives and stop being lulled in this pot that's heating up. Because he's heating up the sin. He's heating up the sin. And the world are eating it up, I mean, tooth and nail. I mean, anything that they come down. And see, we don't realize we're being conditioned, I guess for lack of a better word. Brainwashed is another one. Because the advertisements, I mean, just the commercials that come on, they're just lulling, you know, they're telling you, you got this, you got that, and every time, oh, you need this. And I mean, they don't care as long as you buy what they're selling. They don't care if it don't work. They want you to buy it. And they make it just as wonderful as they can. And I am one, I love to get vitamins. I like natural supplements and everything. And they have a presentation. They give you a presentation. They talk really good about their vitamins. And this is about like a half an hour talk. And I said, okay, I'm going to give those vitamins a try. But see, they tell you, you have 60 to 90 days to try it out and you get your money back. They have with me maybe 30 days. If I don't see what they touted as being done in 3 days, you have 3 days and you see a change. It goes back. I call them up. I want my money. Your product doesn't work. I say, no, you're not going to keep my money, and I'm not going to keep this trash. You said it's supposed to work. It doesn't work. Send me back my money. Well, you know, you can keep it, and we can just give you 65%. I said, no, you're not keeping my money, and you can have your trash. Tell me where to send it to. Because, no, if it don't work like you say it works, it's going back. Why? Because they keep turning up, to turn it up, to heating up. Oh, this is the best thing since sliced bread. No, it's not. It's a lie. And it's going back. You're not keeping my money. Didn't say it didn't do what you say it's going to do. Give me back my money. I've gone back, I think, 3 times already. I took sitting stuff back. I said, no, I'm not keeping it. It's not working. It's going back. I want my money. You said it's supposed to do this. Guarantee? God, that's good. That's all I wanted to hear. If you got a guarantee to it, you only got a little bit of time to prove your guarantee to me, or it's coming back. Coming back. But see, with God, he gives us a guarantee. He gives us a guarantee, and we don't have to send it back. I mean, because it's going to work. He said, God's word works for me every time I use it. So the question is, are you using that word? Are you using that word? Because, see, this Satan's job is to lull you into a false sense of security and make you think, well, you know, you're okay with that. You can hold on. Look, you can pray for this, but don't pray for that. You can keep that on. That's a little tiny thing. You don't have to bother God with it. No. If it's not of God, I don't want it. If it's not what God says I am, what I'm supposed to be, I don't want it. And I'm not keeping it. Send it, pack it. That's why I've been on this healing scripture so long. We got to send this thing, this packet. It's not of God. It's not for us. He said healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us spiritually, financially, socially, mentally. Healing belongs to us. Every area we ought to be covered. And if we are not, we send it packet. Send it packet. Why? Because we are the righteousness of God. He says we can have what we say. And that's what we've been having. What we say, because we've been saying the wrong things. So, you know, you get up in the morning. I can't speak for you. I get up in the morning, and it seems like I'm trying to get out of it. I say, oh, man. I am the healed of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I said, body, you better line up according to the word of God. God says you're healed. I don't care how much you're creaking. God says you're healed. Line up. Because it's his job. It's his job to attack us in every way possible. You look at your bank account, and I check mine every morning. I am the bean counter for me, him, the church, all the finance. I am the bean counter, and I check every account every morning to make sure they're all where they're supposed to be. And if they're not where they're supposed to be, I have to make some adjustments. I have to do this to get, because it's got to be right. So I don't want counts in the red. No, we got to have counts in the black. The Lord said, it gives him great pleasure to prosper me. Right. Prosper you. I said, Lord, this account needs some prosperity. Right. Because it is not looking prosperous at the moment. This account needs your pleasure and prosperity. And I begin to speak the word. I said, Lord, he said, change what you're saying. Change what you're saying. Change what you're saying. I said, you're right, Lord. I'm sorry. Please nullify every word I said contrary to me being totally financially secure, financial in abundance, because you can't. And if I tithe, that I would have more than enough. You said that. I didn't. So I said, okay, Lord, I need some more than enough. I need some more than enough because you cannot lie. He said, then you speak it. You start calling in that more than enough every day. Call it in. Every day, he said, I pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. You won't have room enough to receive. Lord, I am a tither. Even though I haven't worked since September 1st, was my last job, day of the job, I still tithe. Any money that comes into my hand, I tithe on it. I don't play with God, and I don't play with his money, because he gave me a promise. He gave me a promise. Now, I haven't worked since September. All my bills are paid in advance. When December 1st came in, all of my bills that's due for December, I paid them. I ain't working. I am a tither, though. So that's the difference. That's the difference. I said, Lord, keep on sending the finances. Keep on. You said. The only one that's not done are the ones that's already come out automatically, and they come out on their day. But the money is waiting for them to come for their day. Why? Because I'm a tither. I have tithe and rice. And when it looks strange, I say, Lord, this is not looking right. this is not looking right. I am a tither. And you said, prove you. Prove you. And see if you wouldn't open up the windows of heaven and pour me out. I said, Lord, I'm proving you. Because I'm not working, I'm still tired. I'm proving you. See if you won't open the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing. I said, Lord, I have tithed this right. I have tithed this right. There's a heritage for your children from the Lord. There's a heritage for you from the Lord. We are his children. So when things aren't looking right, speak about it. Talk to it. You have got to go. No, I have a covenant with my Heavenly Father. And he says it gives him great pleasure to prosper me. Lord, I thank you. I'll give all the pleasure in the world. And I told you I'm going to teach on that once I get finished with healing. We're going to start teaching on finances because we need some serious finances here. I mean, at the rate we're going right now, I said, Lord, I only to get a building where we are right now, it'll definitely be from God. For one, it's not from tithing, not from giving. So don't look, where's the building? Where's your tithes? That's what. I'm giving it to God. I said, because I can't take this stress. I'm not supposed to stress out on this stuff. So therefore, it's no longer mine. It's yours. You said to prove you, give to you, call on you, decree it over my life. I have the authority, and I'm speaking it over this church and over all of your finances because I want you all to be blessed beyond measure. I'll be blessed until it's overflowing, running out of every orifice. I want you blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Lord, you said I'm to be blessed to be a blessing. And that's what I'm speaking over every Raymond member, partner, and supporter. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a best blessing. When you wake up in the morning, Lord, you said I am blessed to be a blessing. I believe and I'm receiving. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Because when you're blessed to be a blessing, you're already taken care of. I'm blessed to be a blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. Call it in. If it's not looking like you wanted to, speak to it. If God calls those things that be not as though they are. He saw darkness. He didn't say, boy, it's dark out there. Because if he said that, it would stay dark. But he spoke what he wanted. He said, I want light. Light be. And light had to come forth. I tell you, God's good. He loves us. He wants the best for us. So you start speaking the best over yourself. Start speaking it over yourself, over your finances, over your family. Speak the word of God. Why? Because healing is the children's bread. It means it belongs to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. So if you don't like what you're seeing, change what you're saying. If you don't like what you're seeing, change what you're saying. Because we want the best that God has for us. He wants the best for our children. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for Raymond Quiet as it's kept. He does. It's our job to begin to speak God's word. Stop being in the pot. Stop being in the tepid water because it's heating up. It's heating up. And you don't want to be the frog that's burned to death. Why are you just sitting here? Boy, this water feels so good. Just a little hot. This is good. And before you know it, he done boiled himself to death. Healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to you. Healing belongs to me. And I call it in every day. Every day. Why? Because it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's yours. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word is forever settled in heaven. we as Rainbow Water Life will continue to speak your word. Continue to be the church that will be ready to receive those that need a change in their lives. Because if we change with the world, they'll have no one to help them to get right. So we can't do what the world's doing. We have to stand on the word of God. We'd like to thank you for joining us in our service on today. And before we leave, we'd like to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. It is as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.